The chase. The phone rings. She struggles to listen amidst the rumble of the bus, the teenage chatter, and the thunderous laughter. "Mom," her daughter's voice comes, rushed and shaky. "How's the baby?" she asks, gripping the handrail. Within a moment, she's tossed into the world of Down syndrome. Down, down, down she falls. Down syndrome. Foreign words, scary words, life-changing words. Words that someone else should own. The bus stops, the kids depart, the field trip over. Alone with her worries, she recalls she's a teacher, a lover of children and all children, broken or whole, all gifts from God. The phone rings, it's time. Time to meet her grandson. Chase will be his name. She pictures him chasing butterflies, bunnies, and basketballs like any other child. But heart surgery calls, more complications, more worries, more stress. The phone becomes her enemy. The phone rings. "Mom, can you babysit?" "Of course," she says. Chase sits by the windows, delights in sights and sounds outside. Silent, he chases words that may never come. Instead, he smiles, he laughs, and he loves. A blessing to her family, she no longer chases what could have been.